Wow, this was a great get for this woman in Pennsylvania. Andrea Lawful Sanders is her name, and she hosted a show called The Source on WURD 96.1. She scored the first post-debate interview with Biden last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we call a great get.
Oh, yeah.
You get a guest like that, wow.
Yeah.
So good for her. But it didn't turn out well. A Philadelphia radio station has cut ties with the host.
That sounds so nice. We've cut ties. You're fired!
Well, or they say you're resigning.
Yes.
You know, make it look good. But yeah. But the reason, apparently she admitted to asking President Biden questions that were supplied to her by his team.
Okay.
And she revealed Saturday, not on her show, but when she was actually interviewed on CNN's, first of all with Victor Blackwell, that she was fed 8 questions by Biden's team and used 4 of them as her only queries to the president. So she didn't even get to all 8.
Okay.
She got to half of them. Sarah Lomax, the radio president and CEO of WURD, said Sunday that she was not involved in the negotiations for the interview. The interview featured predetermined questions provided by the White House, which violates our practice of remaining an independent media outlet accountable to our listeners. As a result, Ms. Lawful Sanders and WURD Radio have mutually agreed to part ways, effective immediately. WURD is the only black-owned and run talk radio station in Pennsylvania, according to its website.
Wow.
Many observers were surprised that the White House was involved in crafting questions for a campaign interview. I don't know why they would be.
Yeah, that'd be very common.
Now, I've done interviews. The worst, honestly, are authors.
Oh,
the
yes.
spoken word is not their specialty. And in fact, that's almost a deficiency in many cases. Not all authors, but I'm just telling you my experience of doing this for 25 years or more. That's been the case.
Yeah.
And they will, though, because the people that promote them are smart enough to, they'll give you some questions in advance. But it's never understood that you have to use the questions.
It's suggestions.
And what we've done before with the newsmakers and lawmakers, et cetera, is either they will or we will. Here's some of the stuff we're going to talk about.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's the only stuff we're going to talk about. And it certainly isn't a Q&A.
No, not at all.
No.
Well, I think about how many times in particular with, let's say, Congresswoman Kat Kamak. We're talking about Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. You'll throw things to them they are not expecting.
No.
On a regular basis.
Yes.
They just do such an amazing job answering it, you wouldn't necessarily know that. But no, it goes all over the board for us.
Apparently, this radio station and their ownership has a real, a sensitivity.
Sure. I get that.
WURD Radio has cultivated trust with our audience over a 20-year history. This is something we take very seriously. Agreeing to a predetermined set of questions jeopardizes that trust. Mm-hmm. Black media has a long history of advocating for the interests of the black community. This practice of delegitimizing black voices continues today. WURD Radio is not a mouthpiece for the Biden or other administration. So they're sensitive to it. They're saying, no, because you're the Democrat candidate, you don't get a free ride just because we're a mostly black station.
Says something about them. I
sure
can appreciate
does.
That. Yeah, it, standing it, up.
Yeah. If you're going to talk to Biden, what are the basic questions? What would you want to know? Hey, do you have a serious plan about doing something about the border?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a serious plan that would help bring the cost of energy down for Americans and or what's going on with the Federal Reserve?
That would be a good one.
Not the Federal Reserve, our Strategic Reserve.
Right.
I mean, there's some basic questions.
The everyday economy. Families, you say you're not raising taxes, but families are having a tough time right now.
And how do you plan on working on this, $34 trillion debt that we have, while at the same time, basically, writing open checks to illegals?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some basic questions that I would think, and I don't know what kind of questions they sent her. I'd like to see that list.
I would, too, because it would not be hard to come up with, like just in our conversation here, the four main topics. She asked four questions. That's how many she got out. Those basic four would cover it for us because those are what matter to people.
Yeah, and I mean, would he be reading off of a script on his end? It's very likely.
Well, if I can take a little bunny trail, you look at the thing that Kamala Harris did on BET the other day, where they did basically a fake conversation of one of their influencers and her, and they're supposed to be on their phones, you know, doing like a Zoom call or whatever, FaceTiming, I guess. It was so scripted. She's acting as like she's got this street cred, urban black chick kind of phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that they were recorded at the same time. They don't necessarily have to be. And I don't know that they were, but it was so bad and set up.
But yet, the idea behind it was supposed to be sort of off the cuff and look at this cute
Kamala
moment that happened.
BET, let's target the black audience. And it was sad and silly at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure any answers he had to be written down.
Yeah, and you wonder if she'd have said, I'm not going to do these, these questions that you sent to us, or I might use them as guidelines, but then they would have probably axed the interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
So what do? You're a radio host. You want to get the president on. Again, like you mentioned, we've had Pompeo, we've had Ben Carson, we even had Fauci on early on. We had both Trump boys. But to get the president is an ultimate get.
It really is.
So I can see where somebody would go, okay, there are questions that are probably reasonable, I'll use them.
What if they say in advance, as long as you don't bring up X, as long as you don't bring up this thing, you want the interview.
Yes.
They said you can ask whatever you want, you just can't go here.
Like, let's say it was a while back and it was Hunter, or it was the debate. That's a toughie, because I know that you, on more than one occasion, at the end of an interview, have asked someone something that maybe they weren't expecting and maybe didn't want to talk about, and had to kind of do a little song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
I would think you would have a problem saying yes to the interview, for principle's sake. But you'd still want them on, so what do you do?
Well, this is the advantage to having the kind of a long-form format that we have.
Yeah.
So I could either preface the interview or afterwards, because they don't give you much time. The busier these people are, the shorter the interview generally. But I could at least put that in there to say, hey, if you want to know why I didn't ask about X, it's because it was a requirement to get the interview that I didn't ask specifically about that. So I think
reveal it at some point.
Yeah, that you're transparent. That you're like,
because you don't want people calling up, Bob, why didn't you ask about
the elephant in the room?
That's the biggest thing we wanted to know. I think you're right. You get your interview, you do it, but you put out before or after to our listeners, being transparent as we are, they would not let us ask that question. I'm telling you that just so you know.
I'm trying to remember. There was somebody that I talked to that had that don't go there. I don't think it was a politician, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think back. Maybe it was somebody that was more in the entertainment world, maybe.
And we've seen those where there was something going on in their life they didn't want people asking about. But
yeah,
that's a tough one, though. It is.
But, for her to lose her job?
Yeah, that's because it would be expected that the White House would send questions over to someone like that.